You're very welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. The final few moments of Seminar 2017. Well, us at Seminar 2017. There's still a few more hours left here at the RDS today. I've been excited to meet my next guest all day. She was Ireland's youngest ever athlete at the Beijing Games in 2008. It's Ellen Keane. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Thanks
and,
for having me.
Wow, so many other things have happened to you since Beijing 2008. Bronze medalist at the Games in Rio. How are you?
I'm really good. Really good. Really excited to be here and to be part of the seminar.
We were just talking off air, the Paralympic Games in Tokyo, that is the next big thing for you. I know there's a few other things which we will talk about, but you want to go to another Games.
Yeah, so Tokyo 2020 will be my fourth Games, so I'm currently in my fourth cycle. Having just won the medal in Rio, it's a nice confidence boost going forward, and I made the podium once, why can't I do it again?
Absolutely. Ellen, when did you start swimming?
I started kind of learning to swim when I was a kid, so about maybe 2 or 3 years old. I was born without my left arm from below the elbow, and my parents didn't want to treat me any differently. So when my brothers and my sister were learning to swim, they made me go with them. I actually hated the lessons. I got through them pretty quickly, and then once I was done, I was like, great, never have to swim again. I got invited to compete at a competition up north, which was an annual disability competition, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. So I went up, and I absolutely loved competing, and I loved the control, I loved the feeling of it, and it turns out I was actually pretty good at it. So I was probably about 7 years old when that happened, and then I started competing internationally for Ireland when I was about 9, qualified for Beijing when I was 12, and then when I was 13 I went to my first Paralympic Games.
So you compete as an amputee, but even you said you were born without your left arm. Is there an assumption sometimes that, well, because you were born without the lower part of your arm, that you're okay with it, you mightn't have the same struggles that someone who lost a limb in an accident would have?
Yes and no. So growing up, I didn't really notice it. It's only kind of when I hit my teenage years that I really became insecure about it. I became so self-conscious about my body, and I really tried to hide it. And that's kind of what my talk here today at Seminar was about. It was about how I found a sport that I was passionate about that made me grow confidence in my body and made me love my body and made me like more confident to be able to put myself out there. And like, everyone has self-esteem issues, and I think that's a really important message for young people. Just because you have them doesn't stop you from doing what you want to do in life. So just find something that you're passionate about, and when you lose yourself in that, that's where you're going to gain your confidence from. So it doesn't really matter like what you look like or anything that you believe in. As long as you're comfortable in yourself, then you can really do anything that you want.
Yeah, we can all so easily focus on the things that we can't do, but
exactly.
When we find something that we're like, oh, I'm amazing at that, I'm really strong at it. So for someone who hated swimming in the beginning, wow, what a career you've had. Now, I mentioned Tokyo, but before Tokyo, tell me about Dublin next summer.
Yeah, so really exciting. Next August, we have European Championships going to be in the National Aquatic Centre out in Blanchardstown. It's the first time there's going to be a Paralympic event in Ireland, so it's really, really exciting. And it's just, I'm just so excited to be able to compete in front of a home crowd. And having won the medal last year and to be able to swim in front of a home crowd, I'm really hoping to make the podium and do Ireland proud as well.
Do you put a lot of pressure on yourself to perform on the day?
I used to not. So when I was younger and when I was competing, it was just, oh, this is fun. This is like, I can do like whatever. Just swim really hard, have a good time. But as I got older, I started to like worry a lot more, and I started to put a lot more pressure on myself. So in the lead up to Rio, I'd already won world medals before in the past. So in the lead up to Rio, I was like, this is my third Games. I have to win a medal. Like, this is my chance. If I don't win a medal here, I can't really validate myself as a swimmer. That's really how I felt. So my first race in Rio was terrible. The pressure got to me. It was so, so bad. And then I had a few days to kind of recuperate and really put my mind at ease and focus on my next race. And my next race was actually the breaststroke, which I won the medal in. And as soon as I won that, I just felt so much relief that I was able to concentrate on my next few races, and I started competing really well again.
That's good to hear. And it's just so important, I think, for people listening to, if you enjoy something, you know, it means so much more to come away from an event to be like, I enjoyed that. That was great, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I've been focusing on recently, is just have fun. If you're not having fun, what's the point in doing it? So I have the medal now. I have nothing left to lose, so I might as well just enjoy myself now.
Before you go, talk to me briefly about Sky Sports and their involvement in your life now.
I know. So basically, every 4 years, Sky Sports pick a handful of athletes that they're going to support for the next 3.5 years. They had an open application this year, so I applied thinking, you know, I might as well try. Over 500 people applied. I got an interview and 10 of us got the slots. So for the next 3.5 years, I'm going to be funded. I'm going to have a mentor who's going to be there for me if I need help. And I'm going to get opportunities to go into Sky and try and really promote Paralympic sport and Paralympic sport in Ireland.
And you also have a very glam photo shoot on your Twitter if people want to follow you there as well, just as an aside. But listen, thank you so much for joining me, Ellen. It's been great to meet you today. I hope we meet again.
Sweet, thank you.
And
so much.
Best of luck in the summer here at the Championships, Europeans, the Europeans, yeah, here at the National Aquatic Centre.